It's long been established that if you want to find answers, you simply follow the money. Now, for years, the Mega Mall project at the Meadowlands has languished, become a money pit burden to New Jersey taxpayers, and, of course, has been mocked, mainly for its appearance. Yet the project once called Xanadu and now called the American Dream has continued to lumber along at a snail's pace all these years. My next guest has found the answers for why this has happened by, you guessed it, following the money, as well as the influence. He is an independent investigative journalist, contributing editor at The Nation, Bob Dreyfuss. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Nation, thenation.com is the website. We can see these. It's a two-part article from about a week or so ago that Bob and Barbara Dreyfuss had researched and presented. And the title is, I just lost it here, The Saga of Christy Sampson and the American Dream Mega Mall, Parts 1 and 2, again at thenation.com. And I was reading these articles, Bob, and I thought back to those, I think there were congressional hearings where they're trying to finally break the mob apart, and they had these huge, almost filled the wall photo flow charts of this person branched out to these people, so on and so forth. And to make that analogy, make it a verbal visual, you could have a single photo of Chris Christie, single branching out to David Sampson, and from David Sampson's photo, everything else would branch out of there. Is that a fair, accurate portrayal of how a lot of this was set up?
Yeah, it's pretty close. You have a symbiotic relationship between Governor Christie's office and this law firm called Wolf and Sampson. And two of the key players in this have sort of rotated in and out of those two offices. Lori Griffa, who is really a central player, is a lawyer now at Wolf and Sampson, but she was head of a major New Jersey agency back in the early days when all this was getting approved. And Jeff Chiesa, who was the attorney general, both Chiesa and Griffa are at Wolf and Sampson now. And Christie's ties to Sampson, you know, they go way, way back. I mean, you could even go back to the 90s, but in 2002, when Christie was named U.S. attorney in New Jersey, Sampson was the attorney general, and they became close then. The chief of staff of Sampson's chief of staff at the attorney general's office was Lori Griffa. And so Sampson became kind of a mentor to Christie. He served as counsel to his gubernatorial campaign. He headed the transition team. And then Christie named him chairman of the Port Authority. Sampson had also benefited from a $10 million contract that Christie handed him when Christie was head of the U.S. Attorney's Office. So they've been, you know, close for many, many years. And Griffa, who was his chief of staff, Sampson's chief of staff, then became head of the Department of Community Affairs and was appointed as head of the Meadowlands Commission, which, you know, oversees this whole tangle. And the connections, you know, they spiral out from there. I could get your listeners sort of dizzy with all the connections. But
that's true. We are going to focus on a couple of names, but I just wanted to spend a little more time with just a few moments with Sampson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, someone might be listening and thinking, well, you know, what's a shopping mall, entertainment center, whatever the hell it's going to be over at the Meadowlands? Why does that concern me as a resident and taxpayer of New Jersey? Well, there's a little difference between then and now. Then, when McGreevy and Corzine were overseeing this mess, they were pretty much promising no public money was going to be involved with anything to do with this project. Not so with the Christie administration, is it?
No, Christie, you know, when he took office and decided to resurrect this project, he decided that there would be a public commitment, that is, taxpayer funds and supporting taxpayer-backed bonds that would help get this project off the ground. And those bonds, I mean, it's a shaky kind of house of cards situation that they set up. It's a very complicated funding agreement, but the town of East Rutherford in New Jersey is the primary, you know, sort of liable for these bonds. But then they're going in turn to sell them to the Bergen County Improvement Authority, and then they'll be sold again. And they hope that all of this, you know, structure of complicated bonds will be paid for by sales taxes. But a lot of people who are looking at this say, first of all, there's no guarantee that this project will succeed. And second, if it does, it's just going to draw revenue from other malls, because God knows New Jersey needs another gigantic mall, right? And so people who might go to Mall A or B are now going to go to Mall C, but it's the same sales tax revenue that would come to the county. So it's hard to see, really, that this is a safe investment. And at the end, the short end of the stick may be held by the taxpayers of New Jersey and Bergen County.
And we look at the Christie administration's track record as far as giving tax breaks to businesses with promises. You look at Revel, and you look at, I always call it Xanadu, because I know that just irritates so many people that are involved with this thing, because that harks them from the days gone by. But this administration's track record is not very good. And as far as trying to solicit things that will generate money, fine, they get the Super Bowl here, and they pretty much keep a hands off of the operation. All the revenue is generated over New York City.
Yeah. Well, here's how this worked. Wolf and Sampson, the firm we're talking about, they were the lobbyists for pushing the New Jersey legislature to initiate an expanded series of tax breaks from public money to support private projects. So they pushed for this in the legislature. And the largest of these tax breaks, the largest of all of them, and there have been many, went to Triple Five. It was Lori Griffa from Wolf and Sampson who brought Triple Five into this American Dream project. And then when she left the government, when she left New Jersey government and went back to Wolf and Sampson, she brought Triple Five as a client. So this is an incredibly incestuous little network here that's going on, in which one law firm and the governor's office are putting a lot of taxpayer money at risk on a project that's, all tied up with these private interests that are really, I think, if not corrupt, at least representing a certain kind of conflict of interest that needs to be looked at.
And certainly a lack of ethics, too. We're talking with Bob Dreyfus, independent investigative journalist, contributing editor at The Nation, thenation.com on the web. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned you're spotlighting Lori Griffa, and that's an offshoot, again, using the mob photo flowchart. That's Lori's an offshoot from David Sampson. In effect, though, let's spend a little time with Michelle Brown, who's more a direct offshoot of maybe Christie to Sampson to off of Sampson, maybe even more so from Christie, because they have a long tie together. There was, of course, during the campaign, revelations came out about some unethical loan that Christie gave to Michelle, who was in trouble. And it pays to be a friend of Christie, apparently, because Christie appointed Brown to head the Economic Development Authority, which played a role in all this thing.
Yeah, they okayed the money for this stuff. And it's not just friends of Christie. I mean, a lot of these people, Michelle Brown, Jeffrey Chiesa, the guy that Christie appointed to head the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority's legal office, Ralph Mara, they all were top aides to Christie when he was a U.S. attorney. And so he brought them out of the U.S. attorney's office. He gave them really highly paid jobs in and out of state government. And they all kind of worked together on this project. It's a little sort of closed circle, that Christie has used. Michelle Brown being one of them, as I mentioned earlier, Jeffrey Chiesa, who was the attorney general under Christie and had earlier worked with him at U.S. Attorney's Office, and Ralph Mara, who heads the Sports and Exposition Authority, was the guy who probably helped elect Christie, because he was overseeing that huge investigation called Operation Bid Rig 3, which in 2009, right in the middle of the election, busted about, a couple dozen New Jersey Democratic honchos and undermined Corzine's campaign and allowed Christie to go around thumping his chest saying, "I cleaned up corruption in New Jersey." And there was a lot of controversy about the timing of that, about some of the people who were named in that investigation. But it got huge publicity, because if you remember, there were weird rabbis involved with this.
Selling black market.
transplant trafficking and all kinds of weird stuff, as well as this kind of urban corruption.
I think out of all those indictments, though, I think there were maybe a total of three actual convictions?
Oh, I don't remember. There were some people convicted, but there were clearly some people that that, you know, were improperly investigated. But it was a huge political splash. And so after Christie became governor, he takes Ralph Marra, who really ran that operation, and names him head of this New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, which oversees the Meadowlands, which is in charge of basically, you know, what happens in this vast swamp up there. And so all of these people are sort of tied together and go back to the U.S. attorney days, from Sampson and Griffa to these other, you know, former assistant U.S. attorneys that Christie worked with. And you remember, you know, David Sampson is no stranger to controversy. I mean, he was chairman of the Port Authority. He resigned in March in disgrace after a whole bunch of conflict of interest things emerged where he was approving Port Authority spending in the billions of dollars for projects that were overseen by Port Authority in which his law firm had an interest in. Yeah. And so after all this, you know, he resigned in disgrace. He's being investigated now by the U.S. attorney in New Jersey, Paul Fishman, by the district attorney in Manhattan. Obviously by the state legislature, which has its own committee investigating all this stuff, which is kind of spun out of Bridgegate. So, he's one of Christie's cronies, clearly, but somebody who's got a track record of kind of ignoring conflict of interest. And for some reason, amidst all this Bridgegate stuff and Pulaski Skyway and the Bayonne Bridge and everything else, no one has really looked recently, at least, at this Meadowlands project and the American Dream. And that's why we tried to focus some attention on that as well.
And there's a lot more details that Barb and Barbara Dreyfuss have collected, and you can see it at thenation.com, the saga of Christie Sampson and the American Dream Mega Mall. And it just adds to the early line betting that of all the people in Bridgegate that are facing whatever they're facing, that Mr. Sampson decides to roll for the feds and better his position, he's got a lot of ammo sitting in the barrel, and a lot could happen if he would ever happen to roll. Again, it's at thenation.com, and we've been joined this morning by one of their contributing editors, investigative journalist Bob Dreyfuss. Bob, fantastic job with the two-part article. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.